Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. You guys were clapping so loud that nobody could even hear the theme song. That was pretty sweet, and I guess I got to brace myself for what's about to happen. Because my name is Doug, and I love movies. Some of you didn't know what you were supposed to do. Coming to you once again from Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas, Texas. I ran out here without my drink. So wait here, you guys. I'm going to go back and get it. Now, can I get another Tito's and soda when you get a chance? Tito's handmade vodka from Texas. Let's see what else I got on this piece of paper. It's Saturday, August 22nd, 2015 at 4:20-ish. Let me see your name tags, Dallas. I know you brought a lot of... Oh, Lord. What an amazing... I don't even know where to start. They're all really big because it's Texas. There's a lot of light-up shit. There's a donut situation. Young Kevin Stein, Hunter Park.
That's my name.
It's your name. I get it. They're name tags. You totally know what's going on. I retweeted that thing where I've got a Bane mask on that doubles as a bong. I saw that on Twitter today. Somebody's just holding up like a stormtrooper helmet. Thank you. Tip your weight, Steph. Blandy? What's your name? Annie? Andy. Oh, okay, so you made it Blandy, like Black Annie Blandy. I love it. And then there's Jurassic Marcus. I want Jurassic Marcus and Hunter Park to have a fight. I want them to have a dinosaur fight. Dumb and Duggar, I resemble that remark. Denise's Christ Superstar? I saw that one on Twitter today, too. What's it say? The shit...
Scott
Man. The Scott Man? Okay. Josh, I've seen that before, right? I don't know. Your face and hair, you look like Wolverine, but you went with a Jaws theme. Because I guess Josharine wouldn't work. Well, thank you guys for bringing all those. There's a Da Vinci Code thing that's blinking. What's your name, though? Da Vinci Cody. Da Vinci Cody. The blinking lights made it hard to read. But finally, somebody took the Da Vinci Code poster and put some fancy lights on it. Who's coming tomorrow to the Alamo Draft House in Richardson? Tickets are still available for the 420 interruption of Johnny Mnemonic. I apologize for showing that movie, but I've never seen it. I was wondering what the lack of fuss was about. And then at 8 o'clock, I'm going to join the Master Pancake Fellas out of Austin, Texas, and we're going to mock Roadhouse 2 at 8 o'clock. So if you're not coming tomorrow to either of those, I don't know what your problem is. Maybe you have a job or a life or some shit. Wichita, Kansas. I'm doing stand-up this Thursday, August 27th, at the Crown Uptown. That sounds like a fancy club or theater. And then Los Angeles, Douglas Movies returns to Meltdown Comics this Sunday, August 30th at 420. Here's some other cities I'm visiting soon. Columbia, Missouri. Seattle, you know where that is. Orlando, over there. Boston, up that way. And Providence, right nearby. Look for your town at DougLovesMovies.com. And then write to me on Twitter about how I'm not coming to your town. And then I'll write back, I was just there. And then you'll write back, damn, I missed it. And then we'll both smoke a bowl. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. In response to a recent Whose Tagline Is It Anyway game on this show, at Rogue Ginger tweeted, I totally thought the tagline, the hottest thing on wheels, would have been for The Theory of Everything. This has been Tweet Relief, sexy Stephen Hawking edition. I got a bag full of prizes. And then there's like, I got to tell the other guests, can you bring that big bag that I left backstage on with you, one of you guys, please? Somebody brought, who's the person that brought a big bag of shit that's all movie related? That was you? Oh my God, there's so much stuff in that bag. It's ridiculous. But thank you. Why? Where did you get all that stuff?
I work for a bunch of different marketing companies.
He works for marketing companies, you guys. So, are you here with your girlfriend today? I don't want to call him a girlfriend. That seems rude. If he's your gay lover, that's one thing, but there's no reason to call him your girlfriend. Well, thanks for bringing that stuff, dude. I'll give away some of it today and then the rest of it in on future episodes because there's a lot of fun stuff in there. I brought a copy of Promotional Tool, my most recent CD, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and from Tempe, Arizona, Spinelli's Pizza gave me a shirt that I probably wouldn't ever wear, so I thought I'll bring that. I wore it once on Getting Doug with High, and they keep sending them to me, so I keep giving them away. The board game that's only owned by people who win at Doug Loves Movies. It's Schmovie! And a dude just gave this to me in a bar next door. It's a documentary called Beyond Pollution about the BP oil spill. I think it's against it. If I had to guess. And he also brought me a shirt and a bunch of other items from, he's got a line of stuff called Puffingtons. And those include golf-related items like golf balls and golf tees that double as a little stash holder and a pipe. Yeah, it's pretty sweet operation that guy's got going. And my guests all brought a ton of stuff, too. So I'm glad you guys made great name tags, because whoever wins today is going to walk out of here with a lot of stuff, and I hope you're not taking the train or something, because you're just going to look homeless. Please join me in welcoming three of my favorite guests. Give it up for Chris Cubis, Jeff Tate, and Shooter Jennings.
pit.
All very polite. Also, having to work out where they're going to put their drinks. I'm sorry, we don't have any.
I'm going to put mine in my belly.
That's smart. Just finish it first. That's Chris Cubis, everybody.
Woo, Tut.
It's his 50th appearance on the show.
I've been on slightly less than Jeff, I think, but that's about it. I'm doing pretty good.
All right, let's talk to Jeff when it's his turn. Don't drag him into it yet, Chris. We're interviewing you right now.
Yeah.
How many times have you been on At Midnight now?
Twice now.
Twice.
Been on twice, yeah.
Excellent. Did you win?
50-50. Won one, lost one.
That's a better average than I'm having. I've been on 19 times, and I've only won 8, I think. So
I feel like I take that record. That's a good record.
Yeah, I don't mind it, because I've never come in third place.
Although now people... I got some dude out front was like, dude, I love you on At Midnight. I was like, that's great. He's like, Ron Funches. No, I don't look anything like Ron Funches.
Come on, man. If you're going to be fucking racist, call him Reggie Watts.
At least make your racism, like, believable. You know what I mean?
Hang on. You're
Let's
not
try
Reggie
to be
Watts?
Slightly accurate.
Yeah,
this dude ain't Reggie Watts?
That's what he gets a lot of times.
3 years I thought he was Reggie Watts. No fun.
All right, that's Jeff Tate, everybody. Also his 50th appearance on the show.
Is that true?
I don't think so. Doesn't say it anywhere on this piece of paper.
I have never lost on At Midnight.
Because you've never been on it.
I've never been on it, no.
Yeah,
but
that's how you keep your record spotless.
Pristine.
Yeah, just stay home. But we'll try to get you on there at some point. I think you should be on there for sure. I think you'd be great at it. I mean, you won't be Chris Cubis great at it, but I think you'll do pretty good.
I can do okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to think of who I could confuse you for, but you...
Every other...
White dudes just all look alike. I can't tell you apart from, like, other than Shooter.
Who?
Tyler?
Tyler Labine, that's right. He is a Tyler Labine lookalike.
I don't.
Who the fuck
I don't
is
know
Tyler
who
Labine?
That is.
He was on Reaper, and now he's got a show called Ghost. Best Man Down. He was in that movie.
He's the guy that died.
This guy is a little too. You might get raped by a Tyler Labine fan. This guy's way into Tyler Labine.
Oh, I can't wait to see his Tyler Labine name tag that he made for the next show.
Nope, that guy right there.
Yeah,
wouldn't be raped.
I don't get it, but all right.
I'm saying...
You
I'm
say you could fight him off?
No, I think he's pretty good looking.
Have you met this guy's girlfriend?
I'll just fuck that guy to call his bluff. Teach him a lesson about making jokes. Here's what I got for the prize bag. I got both.
Oh, I didn't
albums.
Ask you yet about the prize bag. Because we have to say hello to, second time on the show, music legend Shooter Jennings is here, you guys.
Woo! Hello.
Star of Walk the Line, the motion picture.
Yeah, long way from home.
And it looks like he's going to be talking into his drink more than his microphone today.
Yeah.
You played that song Long Way From Home in that movie, right?
I did.
So good.
See, you know all that shit.
I know one thing. And that one thing I know is I'm going to fuck that dude later.
We're going to have a Tyler Labine loving, Shooter Jennings loving, human centipede going on after the... you guys, it's a love fest.
There is no love in human centipede. That is not a... make love situation.
No, yeah. No. What's a good movie with a three-way with men in it?
Catch and Release.
What?
Catch and Release?
No. That was a Jennifer Garner vehicle.
Okay, yeah, you're right. There's only two dudes in Jennifer Garner.
Did they run a train on Jennifer Garner in that movie?
No, I don't know.
No, that's in 13 going on 30.
Ha 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 ha!
There's a guy over here instructing me where to put all the shit so he can actually see the guests.
I don't blame him. I do the same thing.
Let's go through everybody and find out what you brought for the prize bag. But we'll start with Jeff because he's so anxious to tell us.
Mostly, it's just difficult with these hands.
You just want to get rid of this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you take the beer. Yeah. All right. I have both my albums, Just Another Clown and I Got Potential.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I have a novelization of Ocean's 11. Woo!
I'm dying to know how they start off this.
They started off by saying, parole board hearing, this guy looked like George Clooney.
Oh, I found out today that Jeff, when he reads a book, just automatically imagines that the main character is just Jeff. Yeah, so when he reads Jack Reacher, he's like, oh, that's what's Jack Reacher look like? He's a guy with a shitty gray beard and fucking gray chucks.
That's true. That's why when people are like, aren't you mad it was Tom Cruise? No, Tom Cruise is like a really good looking version of me.
Chapter 1. New Jersey. There was nowhere to go but up for inmate number 773664837. Oh, the guy's attention to detail is fantastic. It's going to be a great read.
That's one of those all-time great opening sentences to a novel. We were somewhere near Barstow on the edge of the desert when the drugs began to take hold, right? There was nowhere to go up but up for inmate number, every number that has ever been thought of in a row.
Maybe you should let Shooter hold your beer for the rest of the show. What did you bring, Chris?
I brought some wonderful vinyl. I got the soundtrack to True Grit, the John Wayne True Grit. I got the soundtrack to Barry Lyndon. I've never seen Barry Lyndon. I've got the soundtrack to Beverly Hills Cop.
No. This one.
Pretty good.
This was and now here's the theme from Fletch. Good old Harold Faltermeyer.
No, Fletch goes like this.
I forgot, because when you watch Flesh, you pretend you're the composer. Pass that down.
I also brought... Apparently, Burt Reynolds made an album at some point called Ask Me What I Am. I have never listened to it, but
Misty.
I'm assuming the song She's Taken a Gentle Lover will set everyone in the mood for tonight. So enjoy that. Oh, I'll sign it.
That's awesome.
I'll sign
it. My wife will steal that.
And I'll take a gentle lover again. And I brought a VHS to teach you how to master the nunchucks. So take that.
Yeah.
Which I've I would watch that and try nunchucks. Like, I would legitimately try. When I was a kid, I bought a book called Advanced Karate.
Yeah.
Because I didn't buy Beginner's Karate. I just went straight to Advanced Karate, and then I was like, I'm going to be Bruce Lee. You can't learn a jump kick in 4 pictures. Doesn't work.
You seem kind of empty-handed, Shooter. What'd you bring for the bag?
Down here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, come on,
all right,
man.
Cool.
It's my second time, remember?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of merch shit.
Okay.
There's koozies.
Uh-huh.
T-shirts and a vinyl of Waylon Jennings vinyl from a 1955 recording. His first recording that we put out in April. And that's all going on this table.
So whoever wins, yeah, put it down there with those
with
things.
All that crap.
That's great stuff,
there
man.
There were 3 koozies, but I don't know what happened to the other one.
Oh, there's one on Jeff's beer. I'm pretty certain.
That's where it happened. That's where it
is. Hey, Tyler Labine guy.
I'm just
giving away some of these shirts because the winner of the prize bag doesn't need to. I guess it'd be fun to put the whole family in Shooter Jennings shirts. Give the kids Shooter Jennings shirts and Shooter Jennings koozies. And then just go out in public and be proud. All right. Well, all of that stuff is going to be won by somebody. Oh, and you guys didn't bring that bag I asked you to bring out. I guess I didn't. You were probably backstage when I was asking for it. Do you know that bag full of all the movie stuff, Chris?
Oh, yeah. You want me to go get
it? Would you mind grabbing it?
Yeah. Thing in it?
Yeah, yeah. Because this guy brought a bag full of stuff, and I want to give away a lot of it. And I left it backstage. It's right next to my drink if you want to grab that.
I believe there's a Budweiser nearby, too, Chris.
And a Jack
oh, yeah.
And Coke.
Could you bring the bar back? Bring the bar up here. I like that he just got up and went to go get that stuff. That's nice.
But I miss him.
I miss him, too. Oh, that was fast. Holy shit.
Well, they met me halfway.
That's my sweatshirt, so.
And also, oh, yeah. I was only,
let's not give
I was
away
only
your
getting up to put my drink down, and you just sent me to get them, so.
Unless you want me to add it to the gift bag, I'll give away my Tulsa sweatshirt. Anyway.
No,
it?
That's all right. You might need that later. It's probably going to cool down tonight.
I'm sweating profusely.
Yeah, yeah. This guy that brought all this movie stuff, it's incredible. There's lots of Fantastic Four shirts that are perfect for, like, washing a car. A Fantastic Four, what does this do? A water bottle.
The Fantastic...
Because, you know, Johnny Torch needs to hydrate. Oh, thank you.
They have four-stick water bottles.
Okay. We got a... I like that these... All of the... phone cases are for the older version of the iPhone, so probably not going to come in handy. Yeah, Katy Perry, the movie.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't called Katy Perry, the movie.
That's what it says on there.
Oh, fuck me. Was it really?
No, it was called...
I assume she wasn't that lazy, like...
No, it's called Part of Me was what the movie was called, but it says the movie on the phone case just because, you know, if you're on your phone, you don't want to confuse anybody. This is like a blow-up banana-shaped thing, or I guess it's a beach ball, but it says While We're Young, that Ben Stiller, Naomi Watts movie. Also, whoever walks away with the prize bag tonight is going to be koozie crazy, because also got a Southpaw koozie. Like... Yeah, a couple of Southpaw koozies, and there's so much stuff in here. I just want to hit the highlights. What is this? A Mission Impossible? Oh, I'm hanging on to that.
Hang on, I didn't see the Mission Impossible.
A bunch of these weird things that, like, depending on where, what angle you look at it, a sinister
is it,
face.
Is it sinister or Jesus? Is that what that is?
Or Shooter. It looks a little like Shooter on a bad night. Simon Pegg on a stick. A creepy Annabelle mask. Like, it's insane how much movie swag this guy hooked us up with. And a Paul Blart 2 Mall Cop fanny pack. I forgot the words fanny pack.
Could I have the fanny pack for my dad?
Yeah, you can. His dad loves Paul Blart.
Paul Blart Mall Blart. My
so that's not going
fan.
In the prize bag.
He's a huge fan of it, and he's not. He needs a fanny pack.
Can I ask you a question? We're about the same age. Does your dad love Down Periscope with Kelsey Grammer? Holy shit, you love Down Periscope? Is my dad here?
My dad's never seen it, but he might. I bet he would a lot. It's a Paul Blart lateral move.
Well, anyway, this guy, what's your name?
Scott.
It's like Scott listens to the show and goes, you know, my favorite part is when he just describes prizes for an hour. So I'm going to make sure he's got plenty of shit to describe. And so I'm not going to even describe all of it. There's so much more. And it's all going to be somebody's tonight. Chris, have you been to the movies lately?
What did I see? I saw Cop Car.
With Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Have you seen
it? Yeah, I've heard mixed things.
I liked it. It was nice. It was nice to see two cute little white boys be that afraid of the police. It felt good. From my, like, it was nice. I did like it, though. I did. Honestly, I thought it was pretty good.
It sounds like science fiction.
I watched Maniac Cop. I watched all three Maniac Cops recently, and I was like, this body count isn't even close to just the police. Like, they're not even the same. And then I saw Redeemer with Marco Zaror, who you and I interrupted the rundown with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he was a rock stunt double, and now he makes, like, Chilean kung fu movies.
And he's funny. Great.
He's really good. He's there, yeah. If you like kung fu movies, watch this movie. It's fucking awesome.
What's it called again?
Redeemer.
Redeemer.
Yeah, all it's right. really good.
Cool.
It's like a Chilean low-budget kind of John Wick, but it's really good. It's not John Wick good. Let's not fucking get ahead of ourselves.
He doesn't shoot anybody in the face at close range.
He shoots a lot of people in the face at close range. It's just not as
even
cool.
though it's a kung fu movie?
Yeah, because like it's shooting and then a 10-minute fight sequence and then more shooting in the face. It's good.
Okay.
But John Wick did a lot of shoot punching. Like,
yeah,
that's like
he'd punch you with a gun while shooting you with it.
Pow, pow.
Yeah. No, that's
extra,
what, that's what I love about
more.
It. I just hope in John Wick 2 that it doesn't start with he's got a new dog. I don't need to go through that part of it again.
He's
John Wick. That's reason enough to kill people.
That's what suckered me into the first one, if I'm being honest with you. I'm not a big Keanu Reeves fan, but then I was like, oh, I like dogs. And then they fucked up that dog. I was like, I would kill everybody if I could.
Right?
And then he did it for me. I was like, you're my favorite.
I think John Wick 2 should just be like Memento, where he wakes up and remembers someone killed his dog. And then just reverse engineers another murder spree because he's so sad about the dog.
I hope he has a tattoo of that dog on his body, too. Just like Memento.
By the way, he didn't give a fuck about his wife. His wife died like a day before the dog did. Didn't give a shit. Wasn't killing anybody.
But they didn't kill her, though, did they? They just fucked up his car and killed his dog.
Oh, yeah. Maybe in John Wick 2, he goes and fights, like, cancer or whatever. Or, like, the doctors at the hospital that couldn't do it. He just, like, stalks them. You should have saved my wife. Shoot punch. John Wick, stage 2.
I've never heard that many people applaud cancer before.
Well, they know John Wick's going to win, and Dennis Leary will finally be wrong.
Yeah, by the time you walk out of that movie, cancer is going to be cured. It's going to be obliterated. I can't wait. Have you been to the movies, Jeff?
Yes, I saw The Man from U.N.C.L.E. yesterday.
People that are going to see it love it. Trouble is all those people that aren't going are really dragging its numbers down.
It's got cool clothes and songs, man. And like,
yeah,
cool
I wish
fighting.
That was all I looked for in the movies. Cool. Cool clothes.
What happened?
I can't even say it. That's how badly I want it.
There's like double crosses and triple crosses and quadruple crosses and
yeah, and
crosses.
Who gives a shit crosses? Yeah. And didn't we just see this in Rogue Nation crosses?
Oh, yeah,
it's a little too similar to Rogue Nation, but without the action.
Right?
It's more like the talking parts of Rogue Nation.
I think my favorite part about it was I saw it at the Draft House, and they were showing clips from the original TV show beforehand, just constantly for 20 minutes, and those were fucking great.
Oh, okay.
So
you're recommending the pre-show more than the movie.
Equal.
And also, they do the same in the car chase. They do the same thing they did in Rogue Nation where two cars are spinning right next to each other. It's the same exact fucking stunt. It's crazy. I mean, it's just bad timing for U.N.C.L.E. that happened.
I think I was too stoned when we saw Rogue Nation that I don't remember that part that you're talking about.
Too stoned?
Yeah, I know. It's an unlikely state of mind for most of these people and everyone on stage, but I think I might have been too high for Rogue Nation.
All right. Shooter, I know you're busy touring and stuff. Like, where are you playing tonight? You have a show here in Dallas tonight.
Yeah, I do.
What's it called? Monkey something?
Gas Monkey.
Gas Monkey.
Yeah, Gas Monkey. Yeah. If you hadn't said that, I was not going to remember. It's like...
yeah, I mean, you must play a lot of venues with just random words, you know, like...
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to be at Hat Ball tonight, and...
Hat Ball was in St. Louis, right? The Wizard Place.
Yeah. And, come out to Gas Monkey tonight if it's not sold out.
Yeah, the Quaker City Nighthawks are opening the show. They're a cool band,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that sounds fun. You guys have plans?
Yeah.
Come check it out. Or to plug a friend of mine, if you can, go see Jim Norton at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will you cover Brass Monkey at the Gas Monkey?
Yeah, a Gas Monkey is half a 40-ounce and then half gasoline. You ever had a Brass Monkey? It's 40 in orange juice.
Wait, no, I thought...
I didn't make that up. Is that... Did that not make it to Texas?
A 40 in orange juice?
Hold on. Does anyone know what a Brass Monkey is, the drink?
Hey, the guy...
Yeah,
that
drink before it was
knows.
A song, wasn't
Deadpool
it?
Deadpool knows a lot. He's very excited about
he's
it.
Wearing, he's fucking pissed.
He's dressed like he's on the Deadpool softball team. Sure, no, you don't.
He said, I bat cleanup, and Jeff was like, no, you don't. Totally shut him down. So if you're thinking about talking back. Jeff's pretty good with that stuff. What about you, Shooter? Have you seen a movie lately?
I saw Trainwreck in the theaters. I also saw Inside Out with my kids. Those are last two.
Scratch that, reverse it. You should see Trainwreck with the kids.
Yes.
And Inside Out with your pants off. Because I feel a lot of emotions when I have my pants off. And sadness tries to dominate. But you'd recommend both of those films, yes?
I would.
They're both
Trainwreck
terrific.
Was great.
Yeah, Trainwreck's very funny. And
yeah,
Inside Out is another one of those Pixar things that makes you cry like a child.
Yeah
sweet great, Jesus.
Man.
Like... I don't want to spoil. That fucking monkey, or not monkey, the elephant, rocket, elephant guy.
Yeah.
That Bingo?
Bing
Bong.
Too.
Bing Bong, Jesus. Also, Bing Bong is kind of like if Jeff Tate was a cartoon character, but
hey.
You're a bit Bing Bong-y.
No, that sounds good. I haven't seen the movie, but this Bing Bong fella sounds handsome.
He's pretty fucked up because, like, not unlike clowns, he's supposed to be entertaining to children, but he's also frightening looking in a way.
Holy shit. That is me. I try to be... My brother and I went to the mall today because it's 167 degrees outside. And there was, like...
Yeah, nobody here is aware of that.
There was...
You don't need to rub it in.
There was, like, these two parents walking with their kid... right at me, and the kid just started backing up and like pulling, and then I turned around, and then the kid started walking fine, and then I looked back at the kid, and the kid started backing up and being all scared, and I felt terrible. I felt like the man without a face. Like, I could teach you stuff. Don't be scared of me. I'm not scary. I just look scary. I could teach you stuff. Half a face. Look at the half a face that's good.
I bet you he was molested by a mall Santa.
Hey, if that's true, then Paul Blart needs to be a real fucking cop. Paul Blart, mall cop, you got that shit going on in your mall, Paul Blart? Fix it. Mall cop. There should be a Paul Blart mall cop SVU. I'm like Jeff Garland, just let me keep talking, I'll get to it.
Yeah, they could leave out the mall cop part, just Paul Blart SVU. I would watch the shit out of that. Which was kind of like Observe and Report, the Seth Rogen movie where he was a mall cop, was pretty filthy and had a lot of sex crimes in it. The dude running around with his showing his dick to everybody. Who you also kind of look like, Jeff. But anyway... Jeff and I have a message to everybody. If it doesn't look like it's your cup of tea, give it a try anyway. The new film Grandma, starring Lily Tomlin. We saw it at a film festival recently, and it is terrific.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, I call her the front runner for Best Actress Academy Award.
Really? All
right. Yeah. Just end it. Just give it to her right now. Don't even...
Just give it over.
Yeah, say
But what about
minutes.
Meryl... Well, Meryl Streep has a supporting role in Suffragette, but what about Ricky in The Flash?
What is this guy?
I don't know why we got a really chatty audience today.
You're saying audience like it's more than this fucking guy.
I heard somebody over there said something. So
grandma's super great. It's so good.
I want to get Lily Tomlin on Getting Doug with High. She says she's on record as a weed smoker.
Yeah, for sure.
And we saw two movies with Sam Elliott at the Traverse City thing, and both those movies smoke weed, just casually, like they just smoke weed.
What was the other one?
Wait, he might not have smoked weed in the other one. Digging with Fire, but they just casually smoke pot. Like
he did. They don't even say it.
It's not even like a, let's smoke pot. They're just smoking pot.
They're just doing it, yeah. That's like it's like normal. Life.
Yeah.
I love that.
They've managed to make movies where there's weed in them where the movies aren't just about weed. Which is regular.
That's been going on for a long time, Jeff. Poltergeist and 9 to 5, do you think those are about weed?
Eyes Wide Shut.
I don't,
You don't remember those?
I never saw those movies.
Jurassic Park.
Poltergeist seems scary, and I've never been a real, like, regular day job kind of fella, so 9 to 5 just didn't seem like my bag either.
Yeah, there's a great scene where Dolly Parton and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda are all just sitting around laughing their asses off smoking weed, and they treated it very casually, and that movie was from the 1950s.
The only reason I know that's not true is there's women with jobs.
To be fair, they're all doing like Mad Men 50s jobs, though. They're all like secretaries and shit. They're not the boss. They're not sexually harassing fucking what's his name? I almost said Gavin McLeod.
Dabney Coleman.
Dabney Coleman. Thank you.
Don't get in the mood for yelling out answers.
Drexel.
Just today, right next door at the Angelica, I saw American Ultra.
Is that good?
I enjoyed it. It's very.
I can't tell if
it's very violent.
It's terrible or good.
It's very violent and lots of fun action. And without giving away too much, I'll say that people get fucked up more in this as much in this version of a Home Depot as they do in the Denzel Washington Equalizer.
Wow.
Oh, for real?
And anytime people are getting fucked up with items that are just sitting around in a Home Depot, I enjoy that.
Wait, it's more than the Equalizer?
Maybe. I don't know.
Equalizer was a lot.
Yeah. American Ultra has a pretty good body count.
On Monday, I watched Man on Fire and the Equalizer back to back.
Both great.
And
movies.
I pretended as if...
you were Denzel Washington?
Nope. I pretended as if somehow Denzel and Man on Fire got like lived, and then this is him and the Equalizer, like it's the same dude, like it's a sequel. That's a fun way to watch that movie.
If you watch both of them after Glory, you could do the same thing.
Yeah.
Somehow he lived. He's real mad from that whipping, and then he just is.
And he's 240 years old.
Yeah. Somehow he lived.
Yeah, he's an immortal. Has he played an immortal in anything?
He's a Highlander.
Is he an immortal in Book of Eli or just a guy?
Was he in the Time on My Side movie, wasn't he?
Oh, Deja Vu?
No, Fallen.
The Fallen.
Yeah. Fallen.
He wasn't immortal, but he tried to kill a demon, and that's really hard to do.
It's close enough.
He tried to trick a demon by smoking a cigarette, teach that demon a lesson, but then the demon went in a cat, and then people were like, why are you so scared of cats? I'm like, fucking the end of Fallen, man.
And you can't remember that there was a car chase in Mission Impossible? Now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, the name tags are spectacular today, as they always are here in Dallas.
Donuts and that's your full name is impressive.
Just go ahead and go pick whoever you want to play for and grab the name tag and bring it back to your seat. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Got milk?
We're back. Who are you playing for, Chris Cubis?
I'm a little mad that I picked this now, because she kind of shit-talks you in a second here. It's, says, Shallot wants to be getting Doug with high, and then in parentheses, your mugs are overpriced, so I had to make my own. And it's in the shape of a mug.
And she made a mug that's worth $28. Because it's a nice...
Holy shit, are your mugs $28?
Yeah, they're way too expensive.
Okay, fair enough. Never mind, I don't feel bad. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Shallot?
She's absolutely right about that. And her name is Shallot?
Shallot.
Okay. Oh, don't act like I should have known how to pronounce
sorry.
That.
Sorry. Sorry we didn't get your weird name right.
Thanks, Shallot, for coming. Jeff, who are you playing for?
Gone Baby Jeff. The guy's got my name, so it has... How old are you?
30.
He's 30. It has not been easy. Right. Are you a comedian?
Why are you interviewing the audience?
No, I'm just trying to figure out why I became a comedian. For a long time, I thought it was my name, but this guy probably works at a bank or something, so I fucked up somewhere else.
Well, try to, Jeff, try to figure out that half of a conversation is not interesting on a podcast.
Half.
He doesn't have a microphone.
Jeff, I picked this because it's got my name on. He's got the same name as me. Gone Baby Jeff.
Woo! Oh,
good job.
I want to see your face like superimposed on a baby. This is Baby Jeff.
Why would I be the baby? I'd be Casey Affleck because he's the main character.
Hold on. Did they?
I read the book. I wasn't the baby in the book. I was the guy who found the baby. And also Ed Harris. Right? I'll play multiple roles in the book. I'm like Eddie Murphy in my own brain.
All right, Jeff picked the guy who just yelled, "Hey, shooter," and then held up his name tag. So that worked, I guess. And it's Dumb and Dugger.
Dumb and Dugger, Adam Byers, right?
Yeah. Good job, dude.
It's good.
Looks like Dumb and Dumber, but it's got Doug and Adam in it.
Yeah, it's got us in there.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I'm Jim Carrey and he's Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
Because Jeff
like
Daniels had longer
else.
Hair in that. And Jim Carrey has ears.
It looks like... Mexican Adrian Brody.
Okay, right, well, whoever it is, let's just get rid of it. I'm tired of looking at it. We got games to play. We're going to start off. We're going to start with how much did this shit make? Yeah, since I'm interrupting Johnny Mnemonic tomorrow at 4:20 at the Alamo Drafthouse in Richardson, Texas, we'll start with Jeff and then go to Chris and then Shooter, and you have to tell me how much that movie made without going over in millions according to boxofficemojo.com. Johnny Mnemonic starring Christopher Reeves.
Who?
Christopher... Reeves.
That's
what? I think it's
I mean
Reeves.
Keanu.
88
Keanu Reeves. Johnny Mnemonic.
Christopher Reeve in Johnny
Oh
Mnemonic.
No.
It's so terrible.
Yeah. He couldn't walk the line. Long dead. Nobody got hurt by that. Jeff, how much do you think Johnny Mnemonic made? It was not a hit, necessarily. People thought it was awful. I've never seen it, so I'm excited to see it tomorrow on the big screen and talk shit the whole time.
$70 million.
$70 million, says Jeff Tate. Now we go to Chris.
I'm going to say... I'm terrible at this game. I'm going to say $42 million.
Okay, hang on a second here, Shooter. I got to write down these brilliant guesses.
Just for the record, it was
Jeff
a Philip
said
K.
how
Dick
much 70?
70.
70. And Chris said 40?
42.
42. Okay. What do you think it made, Shooter, keeping in mind that I mentioned that it was not a hit?
2 million.
2 million?
Wow. He's probably going to be right cuz it made less than
I wish it just made 1 million and you all went over. But in fact, Shooter is our winner of this game because it made $19 million.
Wow. Yeah.
That movie must be really awful if it only made $19
million. It
made
K.
$6
million
on opening weekend.
Up.
What's that?
It's a Philip K. Dick story. You know, wrote
Blade Runner, Minority Report, and all that. Same guy wrote the story to that, but they just screwed
the book it was based on.
And Total Recall, yeah, the story.
Yeah. Philip K. Dick.
Philip K. Dick, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they seem to screw up all of his stories.
Well, it was unfortunately right on the corner of before, like, the internet and cell phones happened. So, like, this movie came out, and 2 years later, everyone had the internet, and it made no sense. It was, like, outdated immediately. I mean, he literally had to carry data like a flash drive because there was no way to send it in this world.
And I can't wait to see this movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's in his head, though. They stored it in his head, so he can't get it out. But he's
the story of a man and his flash drive.
But Blade Runner was a kind of a flop when it opened, and then you know it turned out to be a cult classic. But not the case
with
Johnny.
My favorite movie of all time, Blade Runner is. But this movie.
Hold on, some dummy next to me just said it's a top 30 movie. How do you know that? Did it come in their fucking Johnny Mnemonic fan club letter that week? Wow.
Only making $19 million, it came in the top 30?
Oh, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Oh, Blade Runner. Oh, yeah, that makes much more sense.
Well, yeah, top 30. It was Harrison Ford was coming off of Star Wars. And Indiana Jones hadn't happened yet, but...
shut up.
Oh,
all right, we're done.
Now you're just...
Everybody!
Now you're just saying shit that's wrong
talking.
From the audience.
You're right.
Hey.
Wait, he's right.
Yeah, who cares?
I like this guy. I should have picked his thing. Sorry, Adam.
Is Johnny Mnemonic, it sounds like that show, Chuck.
I kind of like that show. This isn't Chuck Lowe's TV.
But Henry Rollins is terrible in it. You will see.
In which one? Chuck or
in everything he's ever done?
Did you not see Johnny Mnemonic either?
I've never seen Johnny Mnemonic.
No, I haven't seen it.
I mean, I saw it in theaters.
I know Ice-T's in it, right?
I contributed to the $19 million.
So some of that, like seven of those dollars was you.
Yes. Seven. That's funny. It was then, I guess, huh?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. I thought Johnny Mnemonic was like a fun name. I didn't realize it was just about a guy who remembered shit for real.
Well, he has to he has data in his head, and he has to carry it from one place to another, but he can't get it out. Only the person he gets to can, and then they'll kill him after he does it.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see this movie.
So this guy is right, but he also needs to be told, I don't want to hear from you ever again.
Stop talking for the rest of the time.
Because... You're right.
You're ruining
it. Raiders did come out before Blade Runner, but my foggy thinking when I was an extra in Blade Runner.
He was in Blade Runner.
Yeah, this is how I always say it. What I was about to say and got interrupted by facts. When I was on the set of Blade Runner, he was coming off of Star Wars. Raiders hadn't come out yet when he was making Blade Runner. And then, not that you... I mean, there's no reason for you to know that. I'm just saying why I'm so stupid. But I was going to finish that with, and Ridley Scott was coming off of Alien. So everybody that went to Blade Runner, I can't blame them for being disappointed for a movie that they thought was going to be like Star Wars or Alien, because it's not like either of those. It's its own special thing that took many years for people to catch on to, and many different versions, too.
Did you hear that Anthony Bourdain is opening a Blade Runner-themed food like an area that looks like where the noodle shop and all that shit was in Blade Runner? He's literally replicating that, I believe, in New York. I could be wrong about that. Could be in Los Angeles. But he is.
All right. You need to shut up, but saying replicant was pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
I said replicate.
No,
not you. Oh.
That guy said replicate.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was.
And I'm even more.
It was pretty funny. Now shut up.
I'm even more wrong because Empire Strikes Back had already come out also. And in between, this was sad, in between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back, he was in like a bunch of shitty movies. He was in Heroes, Force 10 from Navarone. Apocalypse Now, I'll give him that one. That was a
frantic.
Good one. He played Colonel Lucas in Apocalypse Now. That's funny. And then Hanover Street. Did anybody see Hanover Street? No. And Frisco Kid with Gene Wilder. I actually like that movie.
When was Frantic?
Frantic was
84.
Later.
Awesome movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
We played
soundtrack.
Harrison Ford in Last Man Standing just the other night. And nobody mentioned Clear and Present Danger or Patriot Games. Who cares?
Why would they? Just somebody there. I just said, why would they? Because it's Harrison Ford movies, and he was in both of those. That's why. This audience is saying some weird shit. All right, let's move on to the next game, but Shooter gets to go first in this one because he won that last one. Woo! And we don't play this game often enough because the guests are usually confused by it, so I'm going to try a round of Build a Title.
Yeah!
Oh. We'll be starting with Shooter and then going to Jeff and then going to, Chris and then Jeff. We'll go that way. And Shooter, we have to build titles.
Remember,
do you know this one?
I'll remind you.
We're going to start with the title because it came in at a whopping 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hitman, Agent 47. Sounds like Jeff Tate's kind of movie to me. And so you need to add to that title with another title of another film. So you need a movie that ends in the word Hitman or begins with the word 7 or 47 or ends in the word hit.
Can I do it? Am I ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can I say
give it to me.
Hitman Agent 47, but the V in 7 is a 7?
You could say it. I'm going to let that slide. Because you haven't played the game before, but normally that would not fly. Because you haven't added anything.
Well, we're building a title.
You did put a 7 in the middle of it, which I've never understood that either.
Yeah, well,
why is it a V turned on its side? What the fuck?
That changes the whole thing.
All right.
It does.
But let's see what Jeff's got.
Hitman. I thought it went to me.
I'm sorry, Chris. Hitman, Agent 47.
Agent 47, years in Tibet.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Nice.
All right, Jeff, you need something that begins with Tibet or ends with Hitman or just Hit.
The Big Hit.
Yes. Big Hit, man. Agent 47 years in Tibet. So now Shooter needs a movie that ends in the word big or begins with Tibet.
Can I say Little Big Hitman?
You can because it's fun that you said it.
See, you're letting a lot slide with
but
me.
But it doesn't qualify.
Okay, all right.
But
all right.
That was fun. I did enjoy it.
I know. I thought I couldn't do that. I was going to say big. You know.
Yes, big, man. But with a 7 instead of an I?
Yes.
I'll take it.
I was going to do that, but I thought I couldn't do that twice. Thanks for backing me up.
All right. Chris needs something that ends with big or begins with Tibet.
So it's big hit. What is it?
Big hit man,
Agent 47 years in Tibet or off dead.
Better off dead. I like it. All right, Jeff. Big hit, man. Age of 47 years in Tibet. Better off dead.
Man walking.
Dead man walking.
I knew you were going to do that.
So, Shooter, you need something that ends in big or begins with walking and doesn't have a 7 in it.
Oh boy. Do I have a timer? You're going to give me another answer, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to give you another answer.
See, I was going to
I was just going to point out the last half of the word walking is the word king. Maybe that'll help.
Oh. Can I do that? Can
yeah.
I
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's how it works. But there's plenty of movies that begin, I mean, not plenty, but walking. Some movies begin with walking.
Okay,
and some movies begin with King.
King Ralph.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. All right, so back to you, Chris. Big Hitman.
Big?
Hitman, Agent 47 years into Better Off, Dead Man Walking
King
Ralph.
Ralph. And Big. And it begins. Ooh, man. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Time's up.
Fuck. They made a Ralph S. Mouse movie where he was riding, but that was the Mouse and the Motorcycle. Fuck. I know the character, not the name of the movie. Go Big. That's not a movie. All right, I'm done. I'm out. I got nothing.
Okay, Jeff.
I got nothing.
Alpha Dog.
Yes.
Oh, motherfucker! Alpha, goddamn. Well played.
Alpha Dog or Alphaville. Can you think of any movies, Shooter, that begin with dog? I can. So close to Doug.
Oh, those look...
Dog blank.
That doesn't help.
Chris is having a donut.
Dude, there's bacon and bananas on it. It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's crazy.
Yeah, peanut butter. Holy shit.
Dogtown is a movie, isn't it? Is that just Lords of Dogtown?
Dogtown. Full title. You could do it.
Oh,
Dogtown.
Oh, I have to get
Don't
the
help
full...
him.
It's not the Lords of... Oh, because there's the two movies. There's the Lords
yeah,
of Dogtown.
There's more than one version
Dogtown,
of it. There's the doc version and the fictional.
Dudes who like to skate.
When I saw it, I enjoyed a Heath bar. And then later when I got home, I wrote about it in my ledger.
Right.
Did you see it in the 40s?
Jesus Christ.
The 1940s?
I know the fucking movie, man. I just can't say the title.
That's all right.
All right, I lost. I give up.
Jeff?
I don't know the rest of the Dogtown movie.
Well, do you have anything to add? You win regardless.
Yeah, Dog Day Afternoon. And
there you go.
There you go. Goddamn.
Dogtown and Z-Boys.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
And then the Lords of Dogtown was the other version.
Dogtown and Z-Boys on the
One's
side.
One's a doc, right?
Yeah, yeah. Now I can't figure... Now I don't know which is which. I think Dogtown and Z-Boys was the doc, and Lords of Dogtown was the feature fictional version. Both pretty good, I think. Both had a lot of skateboarding in pools, which I enjoy watching. All right, you guys, let's play Last Man Stanton.
Hey, wife, can we get a drink? Oh, sorry.
What would you like?
I was just going to get a beer for him and a Jack and Coke for me.
I was and a get, vodka Red Bull single tall. Thank you.
So
you guys are already all finished with your drinks?
Yeah, I'm sweating like a maniac under this light.
Well, alcohol is probably not going to help.
Yeah, it's helping me.
I need something to rinse down this donut.
Me and Shooter didn't get replacements earlier.
Yeah, see?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, see?
We're ahead of you. Okay, so beer for Jeff. Any particular kind?
Budweiser, please.
Okay.
Jack and Coke for Shooter.
Jack and Coke for Shooter.
Thanks,
and
Jeff.
Chris Cubis wants a...
single tall vodka Red Bull. Thank you, my friend.
The perfect drink to accompany a donut.
I'm sick of having all these toes.
As usual, several people tweeted to me today that are in the audience that claim to have the best name for Last Man Stanton, a name that's never been used before and is a person with a lot of credits. And don't just yell it. I'll ask somebody specifically. We're going to get a name. You know how this one works, Shooter? We're going to get a name, and we're going to just name movies that that person was in until we run out. And cool. I'm going to play along because I enjoy to play this one because I don't know ahead of time what the name's going to be. And we'll start with Jeff and go that way around. Jeff, Chris, me, Shooter. And where is, from Twitter, Oh That Ryan? You're here today? You made it in? You tweeted to me at least once, maybe twice, that you have the perfect name for us to use today. Very cocky. Last time I heard that, the person followed it up with Danny Trejo.
Oh, I'd actually murder that category. I know a lot of Danny Trejo movies.
Yeah, most people do not.
He narrated a documentary called...
March of the Penguins?
Called Turned Out, about prison rape. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. That's 100% true. Google it.
Is it in Spanish?
No. No. It's very much English. Guess who gets raped in prison? Little white guys. Not so much Mexicans. It's rough.
And yeah, then he put his machete in his ass.
My favorite thing about the machete movies is that some people say machete and some say machete within the same film. What do you got for us? Kathy Bates.
That's all right.
That is an interesting one. And I like it because it probably won't last too long.
No, it won't.
Jeff Tate, name a movie that's got Kathy Bates in it.
No,
Kathleen Bates.
Misery.
Misery, yes. Coming to Broadway starring Bruce Willis in the Kathy Bates role.
Wait. Is it a musical? Are they doing
it? No. It's just going to be a play, but it's Misery, so you're going to get to see Bruce Willis get his leg fucked up on stage. I can't wait. Who's playing the... Laurie Metcalf, I think, is playing Kathy Bates' role.
So Bruce Willis is finally in a play, but it's... He doesn't ever have to get out of bed?
Spoiler!
Sorry.
Chris, what's a movie that's got Kathy Bates in it?
Oh, man, I'm taking a stab at this.
Oh, no, really? Your first one out of the gates? Just a guess?
It's already rough. She's in Primary Colors, right?
Sure she is.
Yeah!
I'm going to go with, I think I have to say, because it's got a scene that's burnt into my brain for the rest of my life, in a film called About Schmidt. You get to see her naked in a hot tub. And I'm sorry that I used the words get to. It's forced upon you. Shooter, can you think of any movies that have Kathy Bates in them?
Dolores Claiborne.
Yes. She's a regular Stephen King regular. Jeff, what do you got next?
Titanic.
Titanic, of course. She played unsinkable Molly Brown, which is what I nicknamed most of my bowel movements. Chris, do you have another one? We might run the table on this one. She's been in a lot of movies, but a lot of supporting roles, you know?
She was in...
Uh-huh.
I think...
Yeah?
Fuck, I'm just going to say it, but I'm probably wrong. What was the Melissa McCarthy movie?
Try it. Just say it.
I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's like the chick's name, and she's fat.
Okay.
Tammy. Was she in Tammy? Yeah, she showed when they go to the... Yeah, Tammy.
All right, I'll take it. I haven't seen Tammy, because I was warned not to.
I don't think she was
in it. By reliable sources. It's good? Susan Sarandon's in Tammy. I want to get her
Getting Dug
with High. Were you confusing her with her?
Kathy Bates and Susan Sarandon?
I would think that would make both of them sad that they got confused for each other. But even though I'm not sure if she's in Tammy, I'll take it. I'm going to go with one that I'm sure she's in, a motion picture called Fried Green Tomatoes.
That was mine.
That was your next
one?
I
should have said that first and done Dolores Claiborne last.
Right? You
got to
save the trickier ones.
Fucking
stupid
of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was afraid I would only say the other one, and then I would have been looked at like that's the one I was watching.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I had to say the cool one first.
So you think you're out? Out of Kathy Bates.
I know I've seen her in a billion movies, but I have to.
She's done a lot of TV too.
I
she had
know,
a series for a while, and she's
an American Horror Story. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Fuck.
This isn't the last game, so it's not not
this,
too much
though,
on the
because
line.
Because I think I could win this if I thought hard enough, and I didn't feel.
Yeah,
so
try
pressure.
To think harder.
That light. All right, I'm out.
It'd be sad if she had a small part and walked the line.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She didn't. I think that was Reese Witherspoon. So.
Oh.
Jeff, do you have another one?
Bull Durham. Oh. Wait.
Oh, you mean Susan Sarandon?
No, I was thinking.
No, stop it with the Susan Sarandon
jokes. Susan Sarandon. I'm very sorry. No, I'm out. I don't know any more Kathy Bates movies.
Okay, Chris?
I was going to say the fucking Late Night Wars movie, but that's a TV movie.
That's a, yeah, it's made
movie.
For...
So I'm
going to
say American Horror Story Coven and walk away defeated.
Oh, I'm the winner!
Did you mean Barbarians at the Gate? Or was it Late Night Wars?
Oh, Waterboy, of course! Of course, yeah. The Waterboy. What else?
She's in the Waterboy and Blindside, two stupid football movies. Are they both stupid? I haven't seen either of them.
What else did we miss? Day the Earth Stood Still. What? Midnight in Paris. It's interesting. Usually Titanic, we said that. Misery, we said.
We also said that.
I'm closing the floor to yelling out dumb shit.
Turns out Kathy Bates was really hard. Even
this lady
audience...
over here is just looking at her phone, yelling out movies that she was in. Like that's not the spirit of it at all. It's like if you thought of one, yell it out. But if you're looking at your phone, fuck off.
We named like 7 Kathy Bates movies, and then the audience was like, "We know them," and they named 2 that we already named.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That. Let's move on.
The family that prays.
Fuck that movie. That sounds awful. Put your phone away. All right, you guys. How much time do we have? Holy shit. It's a tight one. Use your microphone voices if you...
We didn't want them to hear it.
Oh, okay. That's a good reason not to talk to the microphone. You don't want the audience to hear it. I want them to hear everything. So, who said Tammy?
Oh, I did, which is probably wrong.
No, it's right. They confirmed it. They confirmed it. So that means you won that game.
Hooray! I did it. I had to watch that terrible movie, but I did it. That movie stinks. Have you seen it? It's fine. It's not good.
I bet that movie would be super awesome to watch with a Budweiser and a Jack and Coke.
And a vodka Red Bull single tall. It's fine, but I just feel bad for Melissa McCarthy because she's so funny.
Yes.
She's great. She's fucking hilarious. But still, like, the trailer for that movie was just like, look at this fat girl be fat. Like, just let her just be a person.
Don't feel too bad
for
her.
That's why Spy was awesome. Spy was great. Cause she
yeah,
be
Spy is terrific. But don't feel too bad for her on Tammy because she got her, you know, her husband directed that movie.
No, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Now I feel worse for her because her husband's like, get over here and be fat, bitch. That's mean. That's her husband. She should be nice to her.
You don't, I mean, St.
I
Vincent.
Think she's called upon to be fat in every movie she's in.
Which
nobody's
is
nobody's like, we want you to be thin in this one. Hit the gym, bitch.
Yeah, but the character.
Listen, that would be way meaner if her husband was like, you should be in this movie, but you have to be, like, super thin.
Like, I wrote this movie mean. About a supermodel, and I want you to play the part, right. So get to work.
Also, and blonde, right? They just do that, like...
Yeah. She gets to be in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Lady Ghostbusters.
They're making her play the fucking Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. That's mean. She's a nice... funny lady.
All right, so
Ron Jeremy was in Ghostbusters.
What?
Ron Jeremy was extra. In Ghostbusters.
I think
in
you're thinking of Slimer.
No, Ron Jeremy was an extra.
Ron Jeremy played Slimer in Ghostbusters.
Played Slimer.
He had a lot of hot dogs in his mouth.
His own.
Why would a ghost eat a bunch of hot dogs?
Even his goo all over people?
Why would
just to show off?
You're talking to the king of hot dogs over here.
Yeah, hot
and
dogs
Gatorade.
Are good, man.
All right.
And Gatorade.
Let's play Reverse Malton, you guys. Ooh. It's a new version of Leonard Maltin game that people love to hate. And we'll start with Chris. And basically what's going to happen is I'm going to give Chris... wait, who said Tammy? Yeah, you said Tammy.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 3 movies to choose from.
Okay.
And then once you pick a movie, you're going to tell me, after I tell you how many actors are in it, you're going to tell me how many actors you think you can name. So audience, no helping on any of this from now on. even if it's on your phone or you're just smart. Good, yes. Yeah, shut it down. Chris, which one of these do you think you know more actors from? Seven? It was preloaded, you guys. I don't know what we're going to talk about before the games happen, or during the games. Three Amigos? Seven, Three Amigos, or Ten? Which one of those movies?
Ten.
Ten,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, oh, never mind.
Which one of those do you know the most actors and actresses?
I'm going to say Seven. That is not a movie you should be, like...
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh,
that,
I love
it's weird that guy's got a, that guy has a box on his table.
It's your head in a box.
And Leonard lists a lot of names for this movie.
I'm
I didn't
sure.
realize it had so many people in it. He lists 16 names.
Woo, shit. I cannot name that many. I'm going to say...
Yeah, how many out of 16 do you think you can...
I'm going to say
name.
Four.
Okay, that's a good opening bid. Pretty strategic. That's probably as many as I could name. Jeff, what do you think? Can you do more than four actors from S-E-7-E-N? I mean, it caught on. Leonard even spells it that way on the app. So it's official. From 1995, 127 minutes long. Rated R. Jeff, can you name more than four? Are you going to challenge Chris?
I'm going to challenge Chris.
Oh, okay, I can definitely
I can't
do four.
Name more than four.
I think he's going to nail it.
Yeah, it's, no order, right?
Yeah, any order.
Kevin Spacey, Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, those are the four. Those are pretty much the four that anyone
top
would think
four,
of.
Top four, right? I can't name another person. Yeah. I don't know who the fat guy was.
You made a... You don't know who Sloth was? I think it was Melissa McCarthy. You made a perfect...
Oh, man. You're going to get some fucking... comments.
I would never just go after her for being overweight out of the gate.
At
it was
all.
A callback to the earlier
thing that
references
I said before. For yes. sure, it's my fault.
I like her.
I love her. She's great. I've watched so much Gilmore Girls. Jesus, it's a great show.
Yeah, even though I don't know why she was called Suki, that seems a little too exotic for her character. But Richard Roundtree, the great R. Lee Ermey, John C. McGinley. Lots of people were in this movie, but you got the main four.
Yeah.
So that was a smart bid, and Chris Cubis has 1 point, everybody. And that means, since Jeff challenged Chris, Shooter gets to pick the next movie, and then we'll go to Jeff. So Shooter Jennings... Who do you think you... Which one of these movies do you think you know more actors from? Ghostbusters 2. Groundhog Day. Or The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Audience favorite. Which one of those do you think you know the most people from?
Hold on. Well, I mean... I'd have to say... It was
Ghostbusters 2, Groundhog Day.
I'd have to say Ghostbusters
Life
2.
Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Okay, don't
I mean,
say
it's
why.
Just easier to name, like.
Well, okay, it's a theory. Leonard lists 13 names. How many of those do you think you could bang out if you needed to under
God,
pressure?
I wish I could knew these actors' names because I could do more than.
I mean, while you're thinking about it,
yeah.
Jack and Coke.
Yeah, Budweiser,
vodka Red Bull in a big glass, but a single version. I'm still good. I pace myself. I got to go to a Shooter Jennings show tonight.
Woo!
Woo! Over at Space Monkey.
I feel like
Heavy Monkey, that's right.
Shooter and I are just accidentally pacing ourselves.
Yeah.
We're trying to drink
We're trying, yes. We are. Yeah. I think that was done on purpose. I really do.
Yeah, you have a show.
How many of the folks in Ghost? And also, you can,
no,
you know.
Not by
you,
my people. By
don't
people.
Be afraid to bid low and
I know,
let
I can,
the bidding
I can definitely
escalate.
Name six.
Might
I'm
come back
to, aim
to
for
you.
Seven.
Really?
I can definitely name six.
You can name S-I-7-X?
Yeah. I can name six.
You're saying six?
I'm saying six. I want to say
all
seven.
All right, Jeff. He's going six. Ghostbusters 2.
I can go seven.
Yeah, I was thinking
Damn
something
it.
Like that might happen.
So you know that guy's name, and I don't know his name.
You know yeah, that guy's
I don't
name?
Know that guy's name.
Chris,
I got to go name it.
He's got to say name it. So nobody say yes or no to these names. We're going to count. I'll count them off.
All right.
Jeff, seven names from Ghostbusters 2.
Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Rick Moranis, Sigourney Weaver, and Peter McNichol.
That's correct.
Fuck. That's exactly who it was.
Peter McNichol.
Damn name. Nice work. Urich.
Who else? Who else, Jeff?
William Atherton?
Is he no, he was just
yeah,
in, the first
in the first one.
Annie Potts?
Yeah, she was in it.
The Statue of Liberty.
Who was the dude that was up? Remember we had the television show and there was a fat guy who had the movie, the book coming out.
Ben Stein was in it.
Oh, Ben
yeah.
Stein.
Yeah,
Ben Stein
yeah.
was in it.
Harris Yulin was the judge. Philip Baker Hall had a part in it. Oh, here's your drinks, guys.
Thank you.
That's what you win. I don't know why some in the audience is saying
you
Cheech
said
Marin,
one,
but yeah,
Ron Jeremy.
He appears in it, I guess.
Yeah, he's in Ghostbusters 2, and he's like, we've got all the pussy. We've yeah. got ghost pussy, Slimer pussy, Annie Potts pussy.
That was from Dusk Till Pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Leonard says, Chloe Webb has a funny unbilled cameo as a guest on Bill Murray's cable TV show. So,
yeah,
good for her.
She's really funny. And that guy, whatever his name is, too, he's been in a million movies, is on that one of his shows.
That guy?
No, I mean, and Bill Murray has the television show, and he has this crazy woman that you're talking about. And the other person is this guy who's been in a million movies, I can't think of his name. And he has a book coming out that year about the end of the world, and, and Bill Murray's
Trejo.
Like... Don't you think it?
Was it Kathy Bates?
I don't think he's listed here. The only other name we didn't say is David Margulies, who I think plays like the mayor or something. He was in the That Man Has No Dick scene in the first movie.
Yeah. With William Atherton.
Yeah.
Hey,
the man
Shooter,
with
we'll
no
watch
dick.
Ghostbusters 2 later. We'll figure out who that dude is, all right?
Yeah.
I have a Vigo painting.
I can figure it out right now.
That would scare the shit out of me to see a
life
Vigo
size,
painting.
But it's printed on nylon,
no,
but it's life size.
No.
I don't have it hanging up. My wife hadn't let me hang
As
up.
As Bobby Brown says it, Vigo, master of Evo.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They call the Ghostbusters in there. Yeah, I remember.
Control.
Yeah. That's right. I'm obsessed with finding this out now.
Yep, I had that soundtrack.
So for the Ghostbusters soundtrack, they stole that Huey Lewis song, and Ghostbusters 2 theme song, they stole from the Fruity Pebbles rap.
Basically.
Fair
what?
Enough.
My name is Barney Rubble, and I'm here to say, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
Yeah, will you do that tonight?
Yep.
You all heard it. He has to do it now.
Just put it right in the middle of Gas Monkey. That funky monkey. Gas Monkey Junkie. Shooter. Are you named after that Wahlberg movie?
McGavin,
you know,
actually.
So Jeff, you know you like
Gabby
that movie.
Gilmore.
I love Shooter, but did Shooter and Walk the Line come out the same year?
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be weird if it did.
Not
really?
That weird.
Yeah, not really.
I can't find that actor that you're talking about. Kevin Dunn.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, he's in a ton of shit. He played the uncredited role of Milton Englund. Yeah,
that's him. And
there
he's got,
he is.
See?
Nice yeah, work. Yeah.
Who did that? Well.
Okay.
Who came up with that? Me. Oh, God is listening to the show.
Well, of course God knows the answer.
Of course, that cheater.
Have you ever had God on?
He has not been on yet.
Been trying.
Has
to
he
get
been
him.
On Getting Doug with High yet? Because that'd
no,
be great.
He hasn't been on it. My publicist can't get in touch with him for some reason.
Listen, I saw him the last time I did Getting Doug with High, so maybe he's just around.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
All right, we got a two-person tie, and when Shooter still has a chance to get on the board, who challenged who there?
I challenged Jeff.
Yeah, so Shooter gets to pick again between three movies, and then we'll go to Chris, sorry. And your three options are It's a Mad, 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 Mad World from 1963.
Not happening.
The Great Race from 65. And Rat Race from 2001. All three movies, all-star cast in a chase. The whole movie is people running around, being stars and running around. All right. Which one of those do you know the most actors from?
It's actually a tie.
Really?
Yes, I know none from neither all three of them.
Well, that's strategically, that's probably not a good starting point.
Yeah, well.
Probably not a good thing to say to the other competitors.
How about The Great Race? Because I know zero from that.
Okay.
Okay. Again, that's not really.
But he's got to say one.
You got to say one.
That I don't know.
Well, that's unfortunate one. For you.
You can't bid. I can name zero names.
Yeah, but
because then he can't challenge you to name zero names.
I'd rather have a better movie.
Well, it's a classic that came up.
How about
randomly.
The Chase?
We can't just change it to a movie you want.
It's a chase movie.
All right, it's happening.
What's happening?
We're going with The Chase.
Okay.
Chase?
Yeah.
The one I'm thinking of?
How many people can you name
from
the 1946 movie The Chase?
That's not the one he meant, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure he meant the one from 1994, and it has 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 names.
Okay.
How many of the 14 can you name?
Which year are we talking about?
1994.
One, two, three, four.
14 names.
Definitely have four.
That you can. I'm sad for you that you can name even four. More than one or two names from the
I
chase.
Can maybe do five. Can maybe do five. I have to think really hard about that.
All right.
Jesus.
Don't think too hard. We're running out of time.
Okay, I can do four. I can definitely do four. I'm not going
to. It says four, Chris.
I got to play it smart and go name it.
All right, name four people from the chase.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
We're not going to say if they're right
Henry
or wrong.
Rollins.
Just name four people.
Flea and Anthony Kiedis.
That's correct.
Not even that correct?
Holy shit.
Oh, I could have done more.
Holy shit.
Shooter really has a fondness for movies with half of the Chili Peppers in them.
Oh, Chad couldn't make it?
He was too busy impersonating Will Ferrell.
Dave Navarro was too busy doing bumpers on K-Rock.
That's a fun reference for...
I was only trying to make Shooter laugh that time.
Oh, okay.
I make all you...
It worked, it worked.
You dudes laugh all the time, but I wanted one from Shooter.
All right, we've got a three-way tie. That means we're going into a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
This is a movie where you guys don't get to get involved in selecting which one we go with. I just picked one in advance, a movie with a big cast that I and many of the listeners of the show enjoy. And who was left out of that one? Jeff gets to start us off, and then we go to Chris. And the motion picture is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Leonard lists 9, 10, 11, 14 names. How many of the 14 people that he lists from Scott Pilgrim versus the World can you name, Jeff? His head spinning?
Four.
He says four, Chris. Can you name more than four?
Nope. I got to say name it because I can't.
Do you have a movie that you'd like us to switch it to?
I do. I would like you to do Ocean's 11, please.
No.
Just do Ocean's 11. That's fair. You know that many Ocean's 11 people. I feel like the crabs on my side, Doug.
I think this crowd wants to secede from the union. I think we've got a real rogue nation on our hands. You really can't name more than four people, Chris?
I'm going to say something and this crowd's going to turn on me immediately. I don't like that movie. I know, it's fine. It's fine. I already had a donut with bacon on it. I don't give a fuck what you people think.
You saw it, though, right?
I did, and I did enjoy it.
Yeah, but so if you're not enjoying a movie, you just shut down and don't recognize anybody?
I mean, I've only seen it once when it came out in the theater. I don't remember any. I remember, like, three people in that movie.
Well, that puts Jeff in the catbird seat.
I can do four from Scott Pilgrim, and I can do nine from Ocean's Eleven.
I was going to say, you got to be able to love from Ocean's Eleven, right?
In that case, we're switching to Ocean's 11.
Okay.
Of course, we're going with the 1960 version. So, not surprisingly, Leonard lists 12 names.
Oh, man. Really?
Hold Ocean's on. 11 plus 1. So, do you think you could do more than 9, Chris?
I'm thinking.
Okay. You're thinking and counting on your hand?
Yeah.
I kind of hope you try to do more than 9, because then Shooter's probably going to walk away with this thing. There's a guy in the audience yelling 12 because he thinks he's got your brain.
I don't know who the fucking Chinese guy is.
I don't know who the fucking Chinese guy is.
Oh, I'm at 9.
Think into your microphone.
I'm at 9. Yeah, I can't do more than 9. I can do 9, but I can't do more than 9.
So you're going to challenge him?
Yeah, I got to.
All right. This is for the win. If Jeff can name 9 people from this movie. Hold your applause. And
I promise you we're going to say the same
don't
9.
Don't tell him if he's right or wrong.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Michael Cera.
Wait.
Kieran Culkin. Those are the four from Scott Pilgrim.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's balls out.
You show-offy piece of shit. Let's go. 9 names. Ocean's 11.
George Clooney. Brad Pitt. Matt Damon. Elliot Gould. Scott Conn. Casey Affleck. Julia Roberts. Andy Garcia. And Carl Reiner.
That's 9.
That was my 9.
Scott Conn, Bernie Mac, and...
Bernie fucking Mac!
Shabu Quinn.
Yeah, the goddamn Chinese guy. Shabu.
Shabu. Shabo. Shabo.
That's not Shabu. You just got catfish.
Shabu Shabo.
Shamu. That's a good one.
That means Jeff Tate's our winner today. Where's that person you were playing for? Where are they at in the audience? Oh, right up front. Come gather all this stuff. Good luck getting it all home, okay? And take your name tag back. And is there a shithead on the back of the Dumb and Dugger? No? Who's your shithead? Okay. And we got one on the back of yours. Goody, goody. Shallot remembered to put a shithead on the back.
Shallot, Doug. Ugh.
Turns out it's kind of an obvious one, but I'll say it. Chris Cubis, what do you got to plug, buddy?
This will be out like Tuesday or something.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow? Awesome. I will be at the Odd Block Comedy Festival in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada next week, the 27th through the 30th. I'm in Oklahoma City, September 20th? 21st, something like that. It's on my website. Google it. And if you're listening from Austin, come to the Sting first Wednesday of the month. Fun show. Thank you, guys.
Chris Cubis, everybody. Jeff Tate, you usually bring out a little piece of a little notepad with your plugs on it. I don't see you doing that this time.
No, there's way too much, so I just say this. JustAnotherClown.com. My tour, my Make the Rounds tour starts a week from Tuesday in Eugene, Oregon.
This guy's still collecting his prize bag shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations, dude.
You want my sweatshirt?
So September 1st, Oregon, all the way through January, me and my hilarious friend Emma Arnold are going all over the country. JustAnotherClown.com. Buy my albums. Listen to my podcast.
It's a big cheers fan over there.
Bitch.
Come see the show.
Classic trick.
Jesus.
He's taking everything, man.
Shooter, I bet you you have a lot of shows coming up. So what's the website with all the tour dates?
ShooterGenX.com. Playing the Troubadour on Wednesday, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yeah. Thanks, dude.
You're not going to be there because you're in Wichita.
Yeah. Shooter Jennings, everybody.
Thank you, guys. I love doing this. Thanks, Doug. Love seeing my friend Jeff. Nice.
Thanks again to Hyenas, all you nice folks for coming out. The wait staff at Hyenas, be sure to tip them.
Yeah.
Chris Cubis, Jeff Tate, and Shooter Jennings, everybody. I'll be at the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia on September 16th. And as always, AT&T is a shithead. And Doug's expensive mugs are a shithead. Play the end theme song.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.